Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris campaigns in Michigan today. Donald Trump will be in Georgia following last night's Madison Square Garden rally. ABC's Rachel Scott was there.
This rally in particular was supposed to be a homecoming for the former president. His advisors told me it's where he would start delivering his closing messages to voters. But all of that was completely overshadowed by comments that were vulgar and at times just outright racist. And as this campaign enters its final days, ABC News has now learned of a proposal from some of Trump's top aides that would allow him to bypass the traditional FBI background check to grant security clearances to a large number of political appointees.
Almost 42 million Americans have already cast their ballots early. The Gaza Health Ministry, aligned with Hamas, says more than 43,000 people have been killed in the year-long war with Israel, more than half of them women and children. NATO confirms North Korean troops have been sent to Russia to aid in the conflict with Ukraine, and that some of them are already on the front lines in border regions. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. With colder weather starting to settle into the area, heating experts are sharing tips with residents on how to winterize their homes properly. Experts say residents should begin with starting their heaters or furnaces now to reduce the risk of fire later. If they have a chimney in their home, they should get it checked for signs of deterioration, which could also cause a fire hazard. Experts say it's a good time to start checking your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors as well to ensure they're working while checking your home for other heating-related fire dangers. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents of a new email scam. According to a press release, scammers have been sending extortion attempts over email, claiming the victim has visited an unsafe website and they can now access the victim's webcams and phone cameras. The scammers then request payment through cryptocurrency. Officials are reminding residents not to panic, as it is incredibly unlikely the scammer has private video of them. Ignore the messages and never send money. The Duluth Entertainment Convention Center hosted the Great Lakes Outdoor Summit on Friday. The summit brings in businesses, conservation advocates, and residents to connect and build a community that seeks to preserve the environment and benefit everyone in the area. Over 40 organizations attended the summit and held engagement sessions that covered topics like climate change, outdoor advocacy, and solutions for accessibility. Organizers say their hope is people will return for future sessions to keep those conversations going. Many of the burn restrictions in the Superior National Forest have been lifted as rain and humidity decrease the risk of wildfire. Fire restrictions in Cook County and the northern portion of St. Louis County have been lifted, but some restrictions remain in place for the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Restrictions on private lands have also been lifted, but burning permits are still required for anything larger than a campfire. Even with the lifted restrictions, residents taking advantage of the Superior National Forest should be cautious and stay diligent. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers stopped the Jaguars.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with another come-from-behind victory, beating the Jaguars 30-27 with a winning field goal after Jordan Love had to exit the game with a leg injury. Running back Josh Jacobs took over with 127 yards rushing on 25 carries, scoring 2 touchdowns. But Jacobs says the offense could have done better.
I felt like we should have closed the game out. I felt like we should have executed better. I felt like it shouldn't have been that type of fight at the end. But being able to be in that position and still come out with a win, I think it's speaks volumes to this team.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers now 5-3 after losing to Penn State 28-13 Saturday night. Up next, the Badgers head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Nets in Brooklyn 115-102. Milwaukee now 1-2 on the season after losing the home opener to the Chicago Bulls. Head coach Doc Rivers asked if he needs to address the team.
It depends how you pitch your spots. And we got to get right first. You can yell all you want. If you're not playing right, it doesn't matter.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down to 59. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine, still breezy and warm with a high of 80. We will cool down with some scattered showers later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it.
how can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former Illinois Congressman and former Tea Party member Joe Walsh. He's a firebrand and he's going to light it up about why your vote matters more than ever.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842 or same 855-75-CIVIC. Good morning, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
Man, how can you not be doing all right, man? I was outside over the weekend. It was 60 degrees and it just, you felt the warmth of it. And as I was doing some yard work, you know, for my neighbors and myself, and man, just being out, feeling the warmth of the sun. And then I find out we're going to be at 78 and 80. Hey, Calvin, it's November. Well, people can say, well, it's not November, it's a couple of days. Calvin, it's November.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. 5 years ago, I remember we had ice and it wasn't quite snow, but it was freezing rain and there was ice all over the roads.
For Halloween, right?
Yep.
Yeah, man. It's just unbelievable. I was looking at some news that was projecting that we're going to stay in this warm weather mode for at least another week or two, man. If you can stay in 65 degrees for a couple weeks in November, man, you're playing with house money, as they would say.
Yeah, I guess we got to enjoy it while it lasts because it's definitely not going to last forever.
Oh, yeah, man. Listen, we got a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. I don't know, man. I don't know. Did you hear about the Trump rally in New York?
Yes, I did.
You know, man, we're going to talk about the Trump rally in New York and how this man and the people who support him knows that, you know, racism is at the root of him and the people who surround him, and how that's okay in 2024 is just, you know, mind-boggling to me. That people who know who he is and that you can do these things outwardly, and not try to hide it. He's so bold that he can do these things out in the public, and tens of thousands of people are sucking that up. Yuck, 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 yuck. Oh, yeah, say some more. Man, you know, our nation is sick. It's sick. Been sick for a long time. But even more so now, when in the face of what the world knows is a man who is not well mentally, a man who is not very bright, a man who, you know, supports bigots if he's not one himself. And yet here we are a week before the election and he's, you know, dead even. You know, you got to ask the question, can we keep making excuses for people who support him? I get it. I know it's a hard pill to swallow for some. But we got to stop making excuses. If you support a person like that, you need to look in the mirror. You really do. Because there's nothing endearing about him. Nothing. Not one thing. He's a sexist. He's a misogynist. He's all of the negative things that we associate with human beings. That's who Donald Trump is. And he stands before the world in Madison Square Garden on a throne and continues to support bigotry and racism. And some in this nation think that's all right. We're going to talk about that. You know, he was in another meeting, another gathering, where he sat down with Joe Rogan. And man, maybe you missed it, but I didn't. Some of the things that he says, nobody can make excuses. Enough of people saying that's not what he meant. I heard what he said. And my lying eyes didn't deceive me as I watched it come out of his mouth with Joe Rogan. We're gonna talk about that. And for those of you who want to continue to say, well, he didn't mean it, enough already. You know, I come here Monday through Friday, and things come out of my mouth, and I mean what I say. Yeah, I've thought about it. Are you telling me that Donald Trump doesn't think about what he says? And you think that's okay? And you think a man who doesn't give thought to the things that come out of his mouth should be the president of the United States? I got a bone to pick with you. You know, on the Earl Ingram show, we give you an opportunity on the other side of things. You know, prove me wrong. If what I'm saying is not true, 855-752-4842. Enough of people making excuses for him. Well, you know, Donald Trump really didn't mean that. The dickens you say, as the old folk used to say. Come on, man. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Calvin, I don't know if you knew it, but NASA confirms that the date of the end of the world is upon us. Yeah. Well, not tomorrow, but
When is it? Like a million years?
Not quite a million years. We're going to get into all of that. And then we're going to get into a little bit of a, you know, Calvin, the disinformation campaign. And they call it the disinformation campaign. Why do we sanitize it? The disinformation campaign. Man, no, just lying. People are just lying. Well, you know, it's the disinformation campaign. Why sanitize it? We know what it is. People are just flat out lying. Oh, we're all know they're not lying. They're making stuff up. Oh, what's the difference between making stuff up, disinformation, and lying? I like the lying part. It shouldn't be sanitized. If you're a liar, you know, let's just say that's what you are. You can't sanitize somebody not being truthful. And I don't understand. Either you, if you're lying, for the most part, you're lying intentionally. You know, that's what you're doing. And then we're going to begin, Calvin, with a story. I'm an organ donor. So when I finally meet my fate, whatever it is they can use, they can have. What's left of it? I can't use it. When it's time for me to go, they can have everything. I don't care what it is. If it's useful, they can have it. Give it to somebody else, you know, who can continue to live. I know there are a lot of people who don't agree with organ donating, being an organ donor, but I'm one, and I know I'm not alone. But we're going to talk about a story, Calvin. A Kentucky man wakes up before organ donation. Hey, man, you know, this isn't the first time this has happened. But a man who was considered brain dead, you know, a Kentucky man, he was pronounced brain dead and prepared for organ donation. He woke up before he was set to undergo the procedure. And the incident has sparked an investigation and led several people to quit their jobs. Anthony Thomas, T.J. Hoover, the second, 36, woke up multiple times before he was scheduled to donate his organs in October in Richmond, Kentucky. Nicolette Martin, an organ preservationist with Kentucky organ donor affiliates who quit a job over the incident, told USA Today. It was a big mess, Martin said. During his honor walk, a ceremony of respect where people gather in the halls of the hospital as a donor is moved to the room where the recovery services begins, according to Health and Resources Administration. He woke up and began tracking his family members with his eyes. When his family noticed, they were told it was a normal reflex. His sister, Donna Roher, knew something was wrong because he was looking right at her, said Martin. You know, man, certain things are acceptable. Other things aren't. For heaven's sakes, if somebody's willing to do what I think is the right thing and donate their organs, the least you can do is make sure, you know, that they're no longer alive. How can it possibly get to the fact that the man is on the table and getting ready to open him up and take his organs, and yet he's still alive? 855-752-4842 is the number. 855-75-CIVIC on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Stay through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream come true.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. And yeah, you know, Kentucky man wakes up before organ donation sparks investigation. You know, I'm an organ donor. And like I said before, you know, when you know, I'm no longer with the living, you can have whatever you can find. You know, that you can use, you can take. And but the tragedy in this is people harvest organs and they sell them. And, you know, why it has to be that way is, you know, it's just a part of what's wrong in our society. You know, I don't want to sell my organs. Whoever can use them. Whoever is the next person up, whoever is healthy enough, with all the different people that use organs, should have them. Money shouldn't even come into the equation. But we live in America, and money is the god of our nation. So you know, here are people who we should always make sure, before we even consider taking their organs. But there's a whole group of people waiting, standing in line. There's money to be made. There's gold in them thar hills. And so people are lined up for these organs. Now, this poor soul, they thought was dead. He told his family he was dead. But while a cardiac catheterization was being performed to test his heart, you know, a test of his heart was healthy enough to be donated, he woke up. He woke up in response to pain during the cardiac tap, she said, because when they go up through the arteries, it's really painful. After he woke up, they sedated him. You know why? Even though they saw that the poor soul was still alive, they didn't want people to notice it. Why? Because a whole lot of people were waiting. There's gold in them, Dar Hills. The test was done at 9 a.m., and the honor walk was supposed to happen the same day around 4 p.m. Family didn't know Hoover had woken up. Hoover was hospitalized at Baptist Health Richmond's emergency room on October 25th because of a drug overdose, according to local news station WKYT and NPR. He was in cardiac arrest for 35 minutes and pronounced brain dead, according to Martin. While the hospital believed Hoover was brain dead, the Kentucky organ donor affiliate treated him as a donation after a cardiac death case. The day after he was admitted, the family was told that he did not show any brain activity. Roar said to WKYT, Hoover's family decided to take him off life support and were told he was a registered organ donor. Roar did not find out about what happened to her brother when he was taken into the procedure room until Martin called her and told her in January this year. USA Today had reached the family to the hospital for comment, but has not heard back yet. Doctors walked out after signs of life were shown. Let's go to the phone lines in Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. How you doing, brother?
You know, good morning, Earl. It's the stories like this that are not good stories for organ donation. As I've told you before, I'm 11 years out from a double lung transplant. And being a person of color, especially trying to get people of color, black and brown people, to register to be organ donors, these are the things that scare people off, because you have that mindset that, are they really trying to save me, or are they trying to harvest my organs? And this is, there will be heads that will roll behind this. People will get fired. That's not okay.
There was, man. And, you know, the woman who exposed this, you know, she quit because she wasn't going to go through with it. The real tragedy. It's a lot of tragedy in this. But the fact that when they found out that the man was still alive, they wanted to keep that secret. Didn't even tell the family because they wanted to harvest the organs. The doctors were waiting to do their piece. And when they found out that the man had come to, they walked out of the operating room. They were going to go ahead, the people who were in line to get these organs, and, you know, and not tell the doctors, and the doctors are going to perform the surgery. But we live in a society where money is king. Money is the god. And man, as long as that's the case, you know, our nation is never going to be right. When you place money above human life, you're always going to be, you know, coming up at the back of the race. 855-752-4842. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Donald Trump's, you know, foray at Madison Square Garden on yesterday.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. All eyes are on Wisconsin with the election about a week away. Vice President Kamala Harris, former President Donald Trump, and their running mates, Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance, are hosting campaign events in the tightly contested state this week. On Wednesday, Vice President Harris is scheduled to visit the University of Wisconsin-Madison for a Get Out the Vote rally. Also on Wednesday, former President Trump will host a rally in Green Bay with former Packers quarterback Brett Favre. Trump will also speak in Milwaukee on Friday. Beginning this weekend, members of the public can test the electronic voting equipment for the November election. The testing is meant to give residents confidence in the election process by showing them how the machines work and how long the process takes. Under Wisconsin state law, any anomalies found with the electronic equipment during the testing period need to be fixed before the equipment can be used for the election. Members of the public will be invited to observe the testing process with at least 48 hours of notice. A Duluth woman was killed in a rollover crash in Carlton County on Saturday afternoon. According to law enforcement authorities, 41-year-old Rebecca Ann Peterson was traveling north on Interstate 35 near County Road 61 when she lost control of the vehicle and went off the road. The vehicle then struck a number of trees and came to a rest in a wooded area off the road. The accident occurred at around 3 p.m. on Saturday. Law enforcement authorities say no other vehicles were involved in the crash and Peterson was wearing a seatbelt. The driver who crashed into a power pole in Ashland and temporarily knocked power out in the area has been arrested for driving under the influence. According to Xcel Energy officials, about 1,100 customers in Ashland lost power as a result of the late-night Tuesday crash, and extensive damage to the pole kept that section of Highway 2 closed for hours. According to the Ashland Police Department, 59-year-old Terry Weaver was taken to the hospital for treatment following the crash and was later charged for driving with a revoked license and OWI. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fight Club fans, I'm sure there are still a few out there, will be happy to know that the film is getting a remaster. That's right, you can now watch Tyler Durden wail on himself in 4K. The Hollywood Reporter says the updated film will also get a re-release in November, according to director David Fincher. The 1999 film, starring Edward Norton, Brad Pitt, and Helena Bonham Carter, and put Fincher on the map as a commercially viable directing talent. Fight Club didn't knock the socks off the box office during its initial release, but it has since become a cult classic. Those of you who may experience Yellowstone withdrawal have a new Western to look forward to thanks to Netflix. Territory is a new Australian drama set in the outback. Think Yellowstone with a dash of Crocodile Dundee. According to TheWrap.com, the show has got billionaires, cattle baron rivals, cattle thieves, and old wise indigenous elders. The show stars Robert Taylor and Michael Dorman. Season 1 will consist of 6 episodes. Happy viewing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down to 59. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine, still breezy and warm with a high of 80. We will cool down with some scattered showers later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap the events of the weekend. I'm sure nothing will have happened. And we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You know, I watched some of what they call the rally on yesterday with Donald Trump in New York. But, you know, I didn't have to watch it because, you know, I've got video and photographs. I've been to a Trump rally, you know, in Milwaukee, at Pfizer Forum, and I was at a Trump rally. So I know what goes on at Trump rallies. I've seen it for myself. Nobody can tell me, well, they didn't mean this. That's not what they meant. I was there. I've got video. I interviewed people. I know what takes place at Trump rallies. So when you hear those things, you know, it may surprise some of you, but it doesn't surprise me. Well, you know, we go there to be entertained. Well, people go a lot of places to be entertained. And, you know, denigrating human beings, if you consider that entertaining, well, to each his own, you know. But I don't consider denigrating human beings, you know, anything that is, you know, positive. So yesterday, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump headlined a rally in New York's Madison Square Garden on Sunday that began with a series of vulgar and racist remarks by allies of the former president. I didn't say it. This is not the Washington Post or the New York Times. This is Reuters. This is Reuters. This article is in Reuters. Even though it's all over in all other outlets, this is Reuters. And this is their words, not mine. Trump, a New York celebrity for decades, hoped to use the event at the iconic venue known for the Knicks basketball games and Billy Joel concerts to deliver his closing argument against Democratic candidate Kamala Harris. Even though the state last backed a Republican presidential candidate in 1984, Trump spoke repeatedly about his plans to halt illegal immigration, and deport migrants he described as vicious and bloodthirsty criminals if he wins November 5th. Vicious and bloodthirsty criminals. On day one, I will launch the largest deportation program in American history, he said. I will recuse every city and town that has been invaded and conquered. Well, you know, I live in Milwaukee, and the city of Milwaukee hasn't been conquered. So I don't know what city he's talking about. Maybe the city where you live, it's been conquered by immigrants. Calvin, the city where you live, has it been conquered by immigrants?
I live in a really small town, and I'm not aware of any immigrants living in my town.
Oh, that has conquered your town?
Correct.
All right. Trump called Harris a very low IQ individual and drew cheers from supporters for his tough on migrants rhetoric. Yesterday, 60 Minutes did a piece, and we're going to talk a little bit about that too, time permitting, where the real cost of trying to deport 11 million immigrants, what that would really cost. So again, he's just running off at the mouth. He's got diarrhea of the mouth. And as he says those things, the people cheer, yay! But some of the horrific things that were said, man. He vowed to ban sanctuary cities which refused to cooperate with the federal government in enforcing immigration laws and to invoke the 1798 Enemies Act to deport immigrants with criminal records. A long list of opening speakers varied widely from former pro wrestler Hulk Hogan. Let's see. Is this the person I want as the president of the United States? And one of his number one friends is Hulk Hogan? Hey, Calvin, hey, man, you want Hulk Hogan hanging around the White House? Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I think Dr. Phil was at that rally, too, and he made a comment about celebrities don't know anything about politics.
Hey, former mayor Rudolph Giuliani and Trump's sons, Eric and Don Jr., now, that's a list of people, man. Yeah, I couldn't wait. Man, can you imagine? Hey, Donald Trump is coming, and I'm going to have Dr. Phil, Hulk Hogan. You know, man, hey, Rudy Giuliani, Eric and Donald Trump. Yay! Let me go and see that. But, man, some of the things they said, you know. And then this one comedian who used crass language. Tony Hinchcliffe used crass language and joking that Latinos love making babies and called the Caribbean U.S. territory of Puerto Rico floating island of garbage. Hey, man, didn't Donald Trump say he needed the Latino vote? What do you think Latinos are going to do when you refer to them as, and in many instances, the origins of many of them floating island of garbage. And he got, you know, rounds of applause. And then I heard people say, well, you know, Donald Trump didn't support that. But not one person who was at that rally chose to say, hey, no, we don't support that. Here it is. The day after, and now they see the fallout. Oh no, Trump didn't support that. If he didn't support it when he had a chance to speak, why didn't he say it? It's because we know he supported it. You know, I will tell you. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to my friend CJ. Hey, CJ, good morning.
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I can hear the desperation in your voice.
There's no desperation. Hey, listen, let me tell you something, man. There's no desperation in my voice. And just because you and other conservatives say we feel it slipping away, you know, you guys said that before and lost. So just because you and other conservatives say it's slipping away, there are many people, including Fox News and others, who know this is a 50-50 proposition, buddy. You know, that's a fact.
He started that rally with hundreds of thousands of people trying to get in to Madison Square
Garden. Truth or fiction? Hundreds of thousands of people? Come on, man. There were not hundreds of thousands of people lined up to get in the rally, man. If you see, I get it, man. You know, you just say anything. There's no thought. I understand why you're a supporter of Donald Trump. Because you don't give any thought to what you say. And sometimes I think, man, you know, you don't process it through your brain before it comes out of your mouth.
Earl, do you recall when VP Harris said the wall was racist and now she supports it?
Hey, CJ.
Do you recall when she said the border was...
No, CJ. I don't recall any of that. What I do recall is what I heard yesterday and that you won't respond to about the bigotry that was displayed at a Trump rally on yesterday. Address that.
Better off.
Address that.
Better off than you were.
I'll see you later, CJ. I'll see you later, CJ. You know, so he disavows the bigotry and the racism. So when you disavow that, it means you support it. He can't respond to it any other way. It's not a big deal to him. And so that's the way it is for many other MAGAs. They don't see a problem with that. And yet here's a man who supports all of that hatred and bigotry in broad daylight in 2024. And we have a nation that half of us thinks that's okay. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
I'm calling CJ and people like him conservative, okay? You're just a Trump chump. That's all you are, CJ. You and the whole bunch. There was no 100,000 people outside of Madison Square Garden. They didn't have that many police there. Secondly, let's talk about the list of guests. Brett Favre, who stole money from Mississippi's poorest individuals during the pandemic so he could buy his daughter a gymnasium for volleyball. Rudy Giuliani, who now doesn't have two nickels to rub together and does paid outgoing messages for people. Okay? Elon Musk, Mr. Ketamine himself, running around all dosed up on ketamine. Mel Gibson. So maybe we'll give Mel a couple of shots and he can tell us what he really feels about the people of Israel. Okay? Nothing but garbage and just a repeat of 1939 when they had the Hitler rally there. It's a Klan meeting every time. And please, let's stop calling these people conservative. They're not Republicans. They're Trump chumps. And they're okay with anything he does, and they make excuses for everything he says, and it's all BS.
Hey, Brendan. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gene from Eau Claire. Hey, good morning to you, Gene. Your thoughts?
Oh, boy, I got too many to state, so I'll try to keep it focused. You know, it is so frustrating to me when these people are mouthing off about how Trump don't mean what he says. Just look at what he did when he was in office previously. He didn't listen to anybody. It was all about him. He's grandiose. He's self-centered. He's reckless.
He's a racist. He's a racist.
Yes, unstable, aggressive, hates women, and he does, buries his ex-wife in his gall-darn golf course. I mean, women, oh, she's got blood coming out of her eyes. The women that he attacks. And rape isn't a loving thing. It's force. It's strength. It makes you a big man. That man is incorrigible. He's evil, and he's mad. For heaven's sakes, he pauses himself off as a Christian with people holding their hands over him. Oh, the Lord. No. That is evil.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. Guys, 855-752-4842, a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll continue on the other side.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so... It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Yeah, what you see is what you get. You can join us at 855-752-4842. I'm talking about the rally in Madison Square Garden yesterday. Donald Trump a week before the election. You know, just full of hatred, bigotry, you know, racism. You know, and people, yeah, yeah, give it to them. Give them some more. Yeah, yeah. I just, for the life of me, you know, it's hard to excuse. We understand Donald Trump. We know who and what he is. But, you know, for all the people who cheer him on, we got to ask some questions. What is it about him? When you see this outwardly, you evangelical Christians, you know, he's got to be completely opposite of what your beliefs are. But yet, you're willing to throw all of that away for him. You know, Hulk Hogan, today this is Donald Trump's house, wrestler Hulk Hogan said. At the New York event on Sunday, he rejected accusations that Trump is a fascist. I don't see any Nazis in here. U.S. billionaire Elon Musk, who is supporting Trump's reelection bid with his ex social media platform and enormous wealth was greeted to the stage with chants of Elon. This is the kind of positive energy that America's all about, Musk said. Positive energy. You know, elevating hatred. Is that what the nation needs? Is that, are we at that point that that's what we need? I don't think so. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Susan. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing.
All right, Bill, we lost Susan. Bill from Oconomowoc. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. Say, I'm going to bring you a great day, or I'm going to bring you peace. Let's just say Trump wins, because that's what everybody's fearing. Let's say he wins. All right, he wins. Number one, Kamala has to certify him the winner. Number two, he's a convicted felon and committed resurrection, and that goes against the Constitution. If you think America's going to lay over and play dead and let him walk in there, you got to be kidding me. He might walk in there, but you're not going to like the way he leaks. So, guys, I want all of you have some peace in this. Remember, the Lord's in charge of all of it. All of you. Have a great day.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan. Good, you're welcome back, Susan. You there? Okay, so listen. So here's a text message from Tom. Democracy versus dictatorship. That's what this election is all about. Tom, it's about more than that. As a person who's dealt with bigotry and racism, you know, my entire 70 years of living, and my father and my grandfather, this is not just about the democracy versus dictatorship. Man, it's about the ugly stains of the past that are coming back. And so the youth, my nieces, my nephews, who are Americans as well, who have to live with or face uncertain futures because of the racism and bigotry that is done out in the open. It's not just get out and vote. Okay? You can dismiss it, Tom, all you want to. It's more than that. And so, yeah, people are going to vote. And in the black community, they're coming out in overwhelming numbers where I live, and people are organized. But that doesn't mean you don't address what's at the root of it. We know what's at the root of this, man. And they just presented it to the entire world on yesterday. Again. Yes, if you detect some frustration in my voice, it's because this is being done in broad daylight. And it shouldn't be dismissed. 855-752-4842. You know, Joe Rogan, Donald Trump again. On Joe Rogan, his words, not mine, on the other side. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Ian Teal from the Waiwega Film Festival. And Deirdre and Stephen Starry drop by the studio to talk about the 125th anniversary of the Brown County Historical Society.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.